I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get to power rankings, right? Isn't that why we all came into work today? So we could do reverse power rankings? I'm the only one raising my hand. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
At least one of us came to work today because of the reverse power rankings. All weekend, I'm excited about it. All through Sunday, I'm like, huh, look at the Bengals. See, what's that going to mean for Tuesday?
This is another example of how. Now, we did a show yesterday without you, and I referenced power rankings.
Yes,
but I it was on the air and everything. So I was thinking about power rankings right around this time yesterday. But here's another example of how different we can be. I got up here at 10 to 3 to turn the equipment on and get ready to start the show, and went, "Oh yeah, power rankings today."
Yeah. My mom said she heard your show. I think you're invited to Thanksgiving. I don't know. She seemed like really impressed.
Good.
All right, let's go. Wait, Joe's on the phone. Joe's taking calls from people who want to talk about coffee, but I think we're good.
Uh-huh.
All right. Week 7 is in the book. 16.
I'm back.
I don't see any reason to move Houston from this spot.
Ah. I said last week, if Tyrod's healthy, the Dolphins are worst. And Tyrod should be back this week. I think the Dolphins are the worst team in the league.
Jets. The Jets are the worst team in the league.
Right. Flacco.
Oh, my God. Flacco.
I forgot about Flacco.
What? What?
The Texans still have a hearty lead in point differential over those two squads.
11.
I might point out.
11 points.
On the Jets, okay, yeah. It's better on the Dolphins.
Are we really in three different... Like, I'm not so entrenched here, but...
No, me neither.
How do you go to New England and give up 54? Like, the Jets, okay, Zach Wilson, you know, bumps in the road, but what happened to the rest of their team? Like, 54 points? The total was like 42. What? I mean, what about the rest? What about the defense?
I'm swayed. Jets.
Oh,
I'm swayed. Wow. Wilson was the only thing I liked about them, and it's Mike Wilson or Flacco now.
Mike White.
Sorry, right. Mike Wilson's another quarterback, I think.
Oh yeah,
or a former Saber defenseman.
Traded for Rhett Warner.
No, right. That's right.
Jets, they deserve it.
I guess I'll stand down.
How terrible, right? I mean, okay, new coach, new quarterback.
Yeah,
this is fun. Look at this
terrible.
Team.
Yeah.
Look at the season they're having.
They did beat Tennessee, which the Bills could not do.
Well, at least Darnold's not playing well anymore, because that was probably hurting early on for them.
Yeah. 15.
So wait, at least they beat Tennessee, who's going to be in the top three probably of this thing, and the Jets are last.
Not if I have anything to say
about it. Want to reconsider?
I mean, I don't know. Well, I'm outvoted. You guys are agreeing on the Jets. I just want to – I'm objecting one last time before we move on.
Okay. 15.
Texans.
Dolphins.
I will say Houston. Here, I'll break that tie that way. Houston. Somebody said it. Do they even deserve to move up? No. 31-5. You have the Tyrod Taylor point in there, but you know, that could change once he plays. Houston for me.
I'm not anticipating that changing a whole lot for that team.
Nothing good is happening there.
No.
14.
Dolphins.
Sure. Okay. Yep.
Agree. Jacksonville beat them.
So did the Falcons, who are not the best team in the world either.
That was the only good game on Sunday.
Like good, close. You mean close?
Yeah, close, close and good. Right, it stayed interesting right to the last kick.
Yep. Yep.
13.
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
This
right.
This is their highest standing of the year. They've done nothing to deserve it.
Yeah, they're the last one-win team. They almost have to go here.
They're coming off a win.
They're coming off. They've not lost in 2 weeks.
Right.
Oh, right. That's right. They had bye two, right?
Well, okay. 3 weeks. Yeah. Well, right. No, yeah.
All right, Jacksonville. 12.
Denver.
Denver.
Denver. Staying at 12.
Ooh, I got Fangio, first coach fired, plus 6,000. Loving that right now.
And Gruden didn't count?
Nope.
Yeah, they could.
I need Flores to get it together.
Coming here.
That's going to be tough.
Yeah, Washington is. Denver plays Washington this week, and a loss to Washington could look pretty bad. 11. Pittsburgh.
I can accept that.
Me too.
Pittsburgh 11. Also off last week. 10. AFC West is going to be so interesting here.
I know. The Chiefs?
Ooh,
New England.
New England. I mean, I know they scored 50 whatever, but it was the Jets.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I got to go to New England here.
Okay.
Although, like, no, New England. Mac Jones, I was going to say, Mac Jones has been the best of the rookies, but that's not a very high bar right now.
I know, I've read that too, how PFF has him. We have Sam today. Like,
yeah.
Way ahead of the others. I mean, tell me about Lance at this point. Or even Fields. That is so sad. I mean, it's just like...
Nothing is happening there.
For the second time this year, in his headset, they had him hurry up and run a play because... The coaches saw the other team had 12 men on the field, and they didn't either time. Complete incompetence.
Yeah. Oh,
wow. I mean, we were first, maybe first, to how the Bears should never have their games on television. How did that work out for everybody late Sunday, having the Bears on TV against Brady? That was really fun. Good battle. Should not be permitted. Last night at dinner, we were talking about which movies are too adult. Like, just what is my son turned 12? What shouldn't he be able to watch? I'm like, the Bears. That's it. That's the whole list. Everything else, he's 12. He's probably watching it whether we want him to or not. But Chicago Bears football should not be allowed in his room. 9. Yes.
Chiefs?
Boy, this is interesting.
They might be in real trouble, guys.
I can't do it.
Did you see ESPN's Football Power Index had them second in the AFC today?
Raiders.
Get out of here. Raiders down there.
They stink.
Colts.
Oh.
Colts just won in a monsoon in San Francisco.
Beat Garoppolo. I mean, come on. Who are the Niners?
You're telling
the
me.
Chiefs scored a field goal against a team the Bills on not a great night put 31 on. What are we talking about here?
Bulldog, Chiefs play the Raiders. I don't know. They're not going to play in a neutral field, but Chiefs play the Raiders. You pick the Raiders to win?
I might right now with the condition that what is this? This is like this week. How do we feel about their power? They are powerless. They scored a field goal against Tennessee on Sunday. They're drowning.
They're messed up, but you know there's still tons of talent. This happened with Mariah Carey.
Ah, yeah. What like in before or after the New Year's Eve thing?
I don't remember. But you know, there's tons of talent there. They're just a little bit off right now.
They're still even. They did not do it this past Sunday. This is not a point for against the Titans game. They're just bad overall. They're still moving the ball as good as anyone in the league for the season. They just can't defend, which matters.
Yes.
And they're turning the ball over in the opponent's territory. So
which
that
is
I want
to
think
less and less fluky. I think
right. But I don't know. I feel like there's positive regression coming there with the turnovers.
Yeah,
I guess it doesn't have to be the case, but
all right.
I think correcting mistakes to me is easier to fix than being able to move the football. If you can't move the football, you can't move the football. And they can. They just didn't Sunday.
Derek Carr's doing a nice job, but I don't know. I'd take most teams against them.
This is just me saying they shouldn't be ninth, by the way. Not that they should be like, you know, third.
Yeah.
Indianapolis.
I definitely don't want to put the Raiders ninth. I would put the Browns ninth ahead of the Raiders.
Oh, boy. We're going to need more time.
I can settle on the Browns. Yeah, I can get to the Browns.
But wait, we were on Chiefs, Raiders, or Colts, and now we're on Cleveland?
I never mentioned the Colts.
Compromise. Because I don't want to get to the Raiders yet.
You want the 5-2 to mean something more, to mean a little bit. 5-2. Wasn't it the Bills' record in 2011? 5-2?
Probably.
Yeah.
6-10,
right? They beat the Eagles to go to 5-2.
They beat Washington in Toronto in a shutout to go to 5-2, and then they lost almost every remaining game. Because, you know, 5-2 is just not even half the year. It's who you play. They're plus 14. Who do they lose to?
Who are we talking about right now?
Raiders.
Oh. They lost to the Chargers.
Right.
And they lost to the Bears. I'll put them.
Case closed.
I think the Bengals lost to the Bears too, didn't they?
At home.
They did.
Yes. Oh.
Maybe the Bears are good. They're not.
Let's do the NFC.
All right, what are we going to do here?
I don't know.
Number are we on?
I think we have four. We have four contenders.
I've never felt more bogged down in the middle of
the
rankings.
All right, I don't have any support on the Raiders, and that's fine. They're 5-2. Okay, we'll see how the season goes. Indianapolis, I liked them on Sunday. Wentz is playing game after game, no turnovers. You know, he can run a little bit. I didn't need Al, our buddy, just gushing over how amazing he looked all night on Sunday about how he looks as good as ever.
And
like,
one of the best read option quarterbacks we've ever seen. Like,
Let's settle down.
He did have that sort of underhanded thing that near the goal line. That was a turnover, wasn't
that
it?
That was horrific.
They changed that to a fumble, so he kept a certain interceptionless streak going.
Right. Gotcha. Right.
But, I mean, I love Taylor. The defense has good players. Playoff team last year? No.
I hate their weapons, and it was a lot of checkdowns early in the year for Wentz. That's kind of changed a little bit the last couple games, but
what an impasse.
I just don't think they can throw the football when it matters. I mean, I'm okay moving off the Colts to go to the Browns, though.
The Browns are not the ninth best team, are they?
Dude, their quarterback is like his shoulders being held together with barbed wire. Like, they're a wreck, I think.
One of the many interesting things in sports to talk about is somebody with the Browns saying that they're not closed to giving Mayfield money. They're not closed to it? Is that where we are? Like, it's just maybe it's still possible is where we are with Mayfield?
And the number's only $30 million. It's not
definite that we won't pay him. And I don't mean by how I sound here to be like so opposed to that. It's just like, okay, I guess we've moved here on this.
Yeah. All right. Let's break the tie. This is ridiculous. It's getting late. Put the Colts here. I don't need to wedge the Browns in there. Mike's in favor of Colts. I'll go Colts here.
I'm not. But who else would we say? Browns, Colts, and Raiders.
Well,
you wanted
the Raiders. Okay. I'm sorry. I thought I meant the Chiefs. My bad.
Chiefs. All right, you know what? Let's crowdsource this.
I don't feel strongly enough to go Colts over Raiders like this. I'll go Raiders.
I'm kind of enjoying the impasse. A little bit.
You want to put it up to a poll?
You ever have that with like a baseball strike and you're just, you know what? I was wasting a lot of time watching baseball. I'm okay here with the strike. Hockey would have been better there. Yeah, I don't know. We'll come back and
I just put a poll up. How about whoever's in last among the four candidates I just put up? That's who we put at 9.
Okay. Stay tuned. You can go to Twitter at WGR550. Sam Monson, Paul Hamilton.
I know I've been today. Here for the entire conversation. Who are the four candidates?
Did you use the Chiefs there or the Browns?
I put Chiefs, Browns, Colts. Wait a minute. I mean, you really do this. I put Raiders. Chiefs, Raiders, Browns, Colts.
Okay.
Chiefs, Raiders, Browns, Colts.
Did
okay.
I leave someone out there that
no.
was in?
No. No, those four were the okay. teams that came
I was going to mention the Chargers next, but I can wait. Let's take a break. We need to take a break. I'm sorry. I'd love to keep going, but that's not allowed. Mike Schoep
Look
and the Bulldog.
Look at us turning this into a dance mix. These power rankings.
Yes. We'll be right back. Okay. Am I allowed to vote?
I don't see why not.
I'm not sure it matters.
Oh, well, I'll vote. Who is the worst of the four? I'll vote Raiders. And the winner is Colts. There it is. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, 508 people plus me. Indianapolis gets the 9. We are in the middle of reverse power rankings. They've gone long today, so special extended coverage of reverse power rankings here on WGR. Jets 16, and Houston, Miami, Jacksonville, Denver, Pittsburgh, New England, Indianapolis. That's the bottom half of the AFC. This is Ben, and this is obvious because it's taking us so long, the toughest week.
Well, we did have that coffee distraction at the outset yes. of the show, though, too.
Yes.
But maybe we would have gotten through the whole thing if we hadn't done that.
Okay, the teams left, if you want to play along, going by divisions here, the teams left are the Bills, Ravens, Bengals, Browns, Titans, Raiders, Chargers, and Chiefs. Who's 8? Who's the worst team left? Raiders.
Chiefs.
Raiders.
Raiders it is, 8. Down one spot from last week. They've really bounced around. 7.
After winning a second consecutive game after their coach resigned in disgrace. Yeah. They dropped a spot in the party. All right, yeah, cool. That's fine. That's how it should work.
Kind of in a blowout.
Yeah.
7. Kansas City beat Cleveland. It can't be the Bengals, can it? It can't be the Bengals.
No.
Could it be the Ravens? Look what they did to the Chargers. Could it be the Chargers? Chargers beat the Chiefs. Could it be the Chiefs? Chiefs beat the Browns. Could it be the Browns?
Everyone's beat each other.
Could it be Tennessee?
Could it be
Buffalo?
Browns,
then Chiefs. I'm doubling down. I'm going with 2 in a row here. We'll see what you guys think. I mean, I think by Browns, then Chiefs.
I'm fine with the Browns here. Okay. What are they good at right now? Running the ball. Really good at it. I was sort of trying to figure that out loud. Really good at it. D'Ernest Johnson, even.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland is 7. Who's 6?
Chiefs.
Okay. How much credit do we really need to give them? 5.
Titans.
I would go Raiders before Titans myself.
Raiders are already taken.
You can tell that I'm really paying close attention to everything here, can't you?
Who's left are the...
I really am. The sad part is that I am. I'm not doing anything but staring at the standings, and I literally just said a team that was chosen minutes ago.
Here are the 5 left. Bills, Titans, Ravens, Bengals, Chargers.
Chargers.
Okay. 4. Baltimore. 1 really good game. They are a funny one. They are a tricky one for me. Right?
No, like I'm good with this.
Baltimore at 4. You can't put them above Cincinnati, I think. That's a tough argument.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Bills don't have a loss anything close to that. The Titans' losses are to the Jets and who?
To...
Oh, Arizona.
Arizona.
Week one.
Yeah.
All right, I'm at Baltimore 4. 3?
Titans?
Yeah, I agree. 2?
I'm just glad I picked a team that hadn't been already selected.
Cincinnati. What a jump. Cincinnati's path, 12-12-9-8-6-2. Unless you guys are both Bills here. Joe's thinking about it. I could see him.
No, my teams are gone here. I would have been between Chargers and Ravens for 2.
Okay. Cincinnati, Buffalo, 1. Back on top for the 4th time.
On top. All right. I'm all right with that. They don't have, like, the Titans beat the Bills, but they've got that Jet loss. The Bills, what's the worst loss? The Steeler game. They've only lost the 2 games, and I don't know. The Steeler game is not great, but it's not losing to the Jets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.